Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Hazreti Süleyman bin İyaz Hamdülillah'ın ne fermaya? Cisne bevukuf ku ilm paraya, usne apni umr ku befayda zaya kiya. Hazreti Süleyman bin İyaz Hamdülillah says, the zaman who imparts ilm, knowledge, he teaches knowledge to a bevukuf, to a moron, to an ignoramus, he has destroyed his life. Yes, derived no benefit. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the talbul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslim. That the quest or the search for knowledge of the deen, is not referred to. Secular education is not ilm, it's not knowledge that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the search for ilm, it is farad. It is compulsory upon every Muslim. Yeah, Fuzail bin Iyad Ramzai says that to teach ilm to a bevukuf, to a moron ignoramus, it is to destroy one's life in futility. So what does it appear to be a contradiction? There's no contradiction. Ilm, there are two types of ilm. One is a such ilm which is wajib upon every Muslim. Every Muslim, doesn't matter who he is, how he may be, pious person, sinful person, a fasik, fazir, whoever it may be, but a certain degree of ilm is compulsory for every Muslim. And that ilm, that knowledge pertains to his daily life, to the activities of his day-to-day, everyday activities, his taharat, salat, so fasting, and in whatever other act he is involved in, whether it's a business deal, trade, or he's a farmer, or he's a he has some profession, he has a family. So all these rules and regulations, the masail pertaining to all his daily activities, to learn those is now compulsory. That type of ilm is compulsory for anyone, upon every person. Then there's another type of ilm, there's a higher type of ilm, by means of which people become ulama, become leaders in the community, become ulama, become muqtada. So that type of ilm, Hazrat Fuzail bin Iyad Hamdulillah refers to that type of ilm, that the higher ilm knowledge should not be imparted by bewukuf. And what the meaning of bewukuf? Bewukuf in the context here means a person, it does not mean refer to a person who may be naturally dumb. That is what it has called mutter intelligence. It doesn't refer to that. It refers to a person, he may be he may have a lot of intelligence. I mean, he can understand, he's a genius, but he does not make amal. He does not practice on the teachings of the deen. So that person is a bewukuf, it's an ignorant person, it's an ignoramus person. And about that, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prohibited teaching, imparting high ilm to such people, to persons who are not qualified for that ilm. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Wazul ilm in the ghayri ahli. Wazul ilm in the ghayri ahli. Kamuqallidil khanazir. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the person, the one who imparts knowledge, who teaches knowledge, the higher knowledge, to those who are not fit for that knowledge. They don't make amal on that knowledge. They are not fit for that knowledge. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, they are, those ustaz, those people, they are like a person who garland speaks. Now, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his words, he's describing such students now, such people who pursue higher deen ilm, and they don't make amal on, they're not fit for it. And the meaning of not being fit for it is that they don't make, they don't practice accordingly. They learn a masala, they are taught, and they don't make amal on it, they act in conflict with it. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, wa'atul ilm, in the khayri ahli, ka muqallid al khanazil, al lu'lum, wa zahab. Nabi says that the person who imparts higher knowledge to a person who's unqualified. He is like one who gardens pigs. With what? With diamonds, pearls, and gold. They put in such necklaces around the neck of a pig. What does a pig understand? Pig doesn't mess up that. So in the same way. In the very same way, a person who acquires the knowledge of the deen, and he does not act according to that knowledge, he's, Nabi Sassan describes him as a pig, and Nabi Sassan is the one who teaches such a person. He is like one who gardens pigs. So the objective of ilm is what is there? It's only one. The purpose of ilm is to make amal, to practice on it. For what? For the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. To make amal on the deen, on the ilm, or to gain the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. There is no other reason and no other objective for gaining ilm. It is only to gain the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. The higher a person's knowledge is, the higher more. The closer he should be, that knowledge should take him closer unto Allah Ta'ala. But we see now, the opposite is happening. The vast majority of students in the madaris, in the deen, of students who pursue ilm of the deen, is not pursued now for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. They all become signs of Qiyamah. How? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Watu ulima lighayri deen." Amongst the signs of Qiyamah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Watu ulima lighayri deen." Ilm of the deen will be acquired for purposes other than the deen. Not for the sake of the deen. It will be for fulfilling the nafs, name, fame, and to obtain the dunya. They become, ustaz will become like mercenaries. That the deen will be taught now for the dunya. That's what Hazrat Fuzail bin Yaz means here. He's just in other words saying exactly what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that the ilm, higher ilm, should not be imparted to such person. It is the obligation, the duty of the ustad to examine the pupils. When he sees a student does not make amal on the hadith, or on the Quran, or on the masala, then he should expel him. That's a student has to be taught. Once a person traveled during the time of Imam Hanbal Rahmatullah Ali, he traveled from his country. In those days, how long it takes to travel? Journey through the desert, through the wilderness, on camels and horses, etc. And he came to Imam Hanbal, who was a famous muhaddith of the time also. He came to acquire ilm, knowledge of the hadith. So when he arrived there, Imam Hanbal, rahmatullahi alayhi, he honored him as the guest and put him up in his house. He slept at night there, and Imam Hanbal, rahmatullahi alayhi, put a chunk of water there in his room. No taps of those days. In the morning, Imam Ahmad Hanbal, rahmatullahi alayhi, observed that the water was unused. So then he asked this person, "You did not use the water?" Yeah, in other words, you did not get up for tahajjud salat. He said, "No, he didn't get up for tahajjud salat." Then Imam Hanbal Rahmatullah asked him, "Tell me, why did you come from your country? You left your country. Why did you come here? Oh, you undertook this journey for what purpose?" He said, "The purpose is to learn hadith. It's to learn hadith. And you said, did not perform tahajjud salat. So take my advice. You go back now, this very moment. You go back from the place where you came." And he expelled him. He said, "Not teaching." He said, "You're not fit to acquire the ilm of the hadith. It's not for you. Let's go and learn this." In other words, you learn the necessary masail of the deen from a Maulvi there in your place. But don't make an attempt to acquire knowledge of the hadith, because they will mess up the deen. That's what is happening nowadays. The so-called ulama, the Maulvis, they must distort the deen, they must interpret the deen in order to make it palatable, to make it acceptable to the masses. So in this process, the entire deen, the learned people of this time, they are doing exactly what the learned people, the Bani of Bani Israel, that Allah Ta'ala, several ayahs in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala, criticizes the ulama of the Bani Israel because of distorting the deen, misinterpreting the deen to serve the nafs and to serve the deen, their worldly desires. So, in these times, the ilm, the people of the ilm, have become now unfortunately signs of Qiyamah, that the ilm is being acquired for purposes other than the deen. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.